Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 238 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about television. We're going to talk about it a lot because we've been watching a good bit of television. We're going to talk about Mississippi State and the baseball regionals because the last game of the regionals was happening as we were recording. And we're going to talk about a little bit of our summertime reading. That's gotten cranked up over the last week. As always, if you would like to check out some of the things that we love and that we use a lot, you can find those things in our Amazon store. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And we're so happy you're here. We hope you enjoy episode 238. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I have a little fan going in the background because I just need something right now to cool me off, but I'll turn it off in a minute.
It's fine. I don't even hear it. And I think it's understandable because you're currently watching a baseball game, if I'm correct. So that may be making you hot.
I didn't know that the Bulldogs were going to be playing today during our podcast recording time because they were supposed to play last night, but there was a rain delay.
Okay, there was a lot of that, I feel like, last night.
Yeah, there was a ton of that. And so, and even today, they had to stop playing at some point. And I actually met my friend Leslie. He lives in Houston. She's in town. And so I met her for lunch, and I got there early.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new Chopped salad place here. It's the C-H-O-P-T that I want to call Chopped Tea.
Yes.
We have a new Chopped, and so I met her there, but I went a little early to make sure we had a place to sit because it's been so crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I pulled my phone out and watched the game in a public place, you know, as you do.
Yeah.
But Ole Miss and Southern Miss are also playing. This is Southern Miss beat Ole Miss yesterday. I know how everybody loves baseball regionals, by the way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this could be an elimination game for Ole Miss. And then if State loses, we have to play again tonight.
Okay.
This afternoon.
Okay. So who do we know is in at this point? Tennessee's in. Vandy's in.
Vandy's in. LSU's still in it. I don't know if they've played their game or not.
Okay.
Arkansas is in. Wait, did you say Arkansas?
I didn't say Arkansas. I said Tennessee and Vandy. That's what I knew.
Okay. I think Arkansas's in. Florida's out. That I know.
Okay.
Is that
TCU's out. I know TCU's out because update on the A&M coaching search. My sources now tell me, which a lot of you let me know, that Tech's coach had signed a lifetime contract. So we are not, in fact, getting Tech's coach.
Right.
But now I'm hearing rumors that we may be getting TCU's coach. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just saying what the word on the street is.
Listen, Texas baseball is like Mississippi baseball. You can't go wrong. You just pick somebody from a program in state and you're fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm looking at the bracket. So Arkansas has to play Nebraska.
Okay.
They each have one loss, so that'll be an elimination game. Texas is in. NC State is still in. South Alabama and South Florida have to play one another in an elimination game, as do Stanford and UC Irvine.
Okay.
Notre Dame's in. That'll be, if State wins, they'll come to Starkville for the Super Regional.
Okay.
Texas Tech's in. Arizona's in. And then, is DBU Dallas Baptist?
It is Dallas Baptist. Okay. How about that?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dallas Baptist and Oregon State are still in it. Ole Miss and Southern Miss. I won't read through the whole thing. But as far as the SEC goes, LSU still got to play in. Tennessee's in. And Vandy's in. So.
Okay. All right. It's good. Thank you for the update.
You're welcome.
So how is State looking today? How's it looking right now?
Well, so the starting pitcher didn't have immediately it looked like he was not going to have his best day. You know how just when it looks a little wild, looks a little wild. So they put in a guy named Houston Harding, who apparently the guys call Hootie.
Oh, I love it.
And he had five phenomenal innings. Like, you know, how I feel about confidence. I love confidence in action. I especially love confidence in sports, particularly from a pitcher who's got good things happening. And he was having a series of innings, like, where you walk off the mound, but you don't break eye contact with the other dugout. You know what I mean? Like, he had that kind of situation going on. So, we're playing today. We're playing Campbell University, which Campbell is in North Carolina. And what I love is their mascot is the Fighting Camels.
Oh, I love an offbeat mascot.
I know.
I love an offbeat. Says somebody whose child went to the high school where the mule was our mascot. But I love an offbeat mascot.
I do too. So what I thought was so delightful was, so our regional was State, Samford from here in Birmingham, and then VCU and Campbell. And there was an article yesterday, just, you know, they always do a regional article about the environment, the atmosphere, all that at State. And what I thought was so funny was they interviewed a couple of State people and they were like, we saw Campbell fans coming in with like camel hats on and we immediately knew we liked them.
Okay.
Like, we don't want to pick favorites.
Yeah.
But the people who wore the camel hats, they kind of got elevated. So of course, you know, the people in Left Field Lounge had fed everybody and, I don't know. It's so fun. I love it. But I don't know that this is the most conducive environment for recording a podcast. I'm going to really try to pull it together.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to keep my eye on what we have to do here right now, but I'm also going to keep my eye on this baseball game so I know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's important to know. I mean, everybody knows the level of professionalism we always bring to this podcast. So we've set a really high bar in the past.
We have.
You know, I feel like everybody's going to count on you to be able to pull it together and really behave in a professional manner.
Well, I don't mean to brag, but we actually have our actual microphones selected this week and are not just recording into the computer as we are known to do from time to time.
Yeah. I mean, they're plugged in and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're on it. Hey, it's me taking a break to tell you about Rothy's. It is 2021 and nobody has time for uncomfortable shoes. At least I don't. And that's where Rothy's comes in. Rothy's surveyed thousands of customers and the number one word used to describe their shoes is comfy. What's better than that? What makes Rothy's so good? Their unique seamless design is insanely comfortable from the moment you put them on. Their styles are sustainably made with materials like plastic water bottles, fully machine washable and available in tons of shapes, styles, and colors so you can always find the right one for you. I have the green flats and green botanic camo. I was hesitant to get a flat because I rarely find one that fits comfortably and actually looks cute, but yet I really wanted a flat. This one checks all those boxes. As soon as I put them on, I felt like Cinderella. It truly was a perfect fit. I wore them last week when we went to Caroline's new student conference at A&M, and I could not believe how comfortable they were, even after walking all over creation in the heat and humidity. Plus, I got so many compliments on my cute shoes. Even better. Another major bonus, Rothy's are fully machine washable. You simply toss them in the washing machine whenever they need a refresh. For a girl living in South Texas, this is key. Rothy's are available in a range of styles and come in an ever-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns, including some yellow candy stripe sneakers that are so cute for summer. Rothy's shoes are knit with thread made from plastic water bottles, so they're so comfortable as soon as you slip them on, and there's zero break-in period. Plus, they come with free shipping and free returns on eligible items. Who What Wear says celebrities are far from immune from the draw of Rothy's wildly popular shoes, and Pop Sugar named Rothy's one of the most comfortable and cute flats you'll never tire of wearing. Who better to tell you about how comfortable Rothy's are than real customers? Lisa L. says these shoes are like walking on clouds, and Julie A. says there's no break-in period, no blisters, just pure comfort. I can attest that's so true. I had to try them to believe it because I really didn't believe in the no blisters with flats. No wonder Rothy's best-selling shoe, the Point in Black, has over 5,000 near-perfect reviews. Upgrade your closet with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags from Rothy's. Plus, they just launched men's shoes, so make sure to check them out for you or the guy in your life. Head to rothys.com/bigboo to find your new favorites today. That's rothys.com/bigboo. From Rothy's innovative manufacturing methods to their planet-friendly materials, they consider sustainability every step of the way.
So what's going on there?
Well, okay, now I'm going to give, this is what I'm going to call my infomercial for Texas A&M.
Because some things have happened.
Listen, we went it was so fun. So last week, Caroline and I went, her new student conference was Wednesday through Friday last week. And so we drove up to College Station last Tuesday. We stayed at the Texas A&M Hotel and Conference Center, which I cannot recommend enough. If you're going to make a trip to College Station, it's the best place to stay. You're right on campus. It's so nice. The food at the restaurants is so good. They have coffee. They have a coffee shop down in the bottom that I'm going to tell you some of the best coffee I've ever had.
Oh, that's high praise.
The whole thing was so good. So we got there on Tuesday. We went and ate. That night, we actually went and ate at Wings and More because that's a staple for us when we go to College Station. It's Caroline's favorite. So you'll appreciate that we sat down to eat. And she was like, I'm not that hungry. And I'm like, I'm really not either. And she's like, I think I'm just going to get the 5-piece wings. And I was like, I think I'm just going to get the salad. And the waiter showed up a few minutes later and she got the 10-piece wings and I got the chicken fried steak.
Yeah, you just needed a minute to settle into your environs.
We did.
You know?
And ate it all. Like, I mean, like when we got finished, Caroline goes, what is wrong with us? And I was like, we're just happy to be here. I don't know what to say. But then we went and walked around campus and kind of walked from where her dorm's going to be, like all over. And like, I saw buildings that I hadn't thought about in years because like, as much as we've gone back, I haven't like walked on the campus, like all the way through.
Right.
And I was like, that's where I took theater. Like there's where I took my theater class that I probably that's only where, went to a handful of times.
That's where I developed my love for the drama, for the boards.
The yes. And I was like, oh, look, there's the building that I told my dad was the library that wasn't actually the library because I didn't know where the library was. So we had the best time like walking around. And it was just one of those like my heart was so full because it's like we've dreamed of this day or maybe I've dreamed of this day for so long. And then to be like, here we are, like this is really happening, like she's here and this is, you know, this is what she had wanted for so long. And so she did have to tell me at one point to quit crying in front of the academic building. She was like, Mom, stop. And I was like, I know, but my heart is so full. And then we had our 2 days of conference, and I just have to say, I mean, A&M just killed it. I've always loved it, but like I've loved it even more going back as a parent. And she's going to be in the School of Agriculture because she's an animal science major. And I was so impressed with them. I was impressed with how it felt like a family. I was impressed with how helpful everybody was. I was impressed by how much all these professors and these deans want these kids to succeed. And it was just awesome. It was just a really fun time. So, I mean, she's enrolled. She has a fall schedule.
Let's go, Aggies. Let's go.
I know. Listen. She is like her mom in some ways because when she first got her schedule, she had 4 8 a.m. classes and she emailed that advisor and said, ma'am,
that's not going to work for me.
I'm going to see if maybe we can tweak these 8 a.m. classes. And, you know, bless her heart, because initially she was like, it'll be fine. She was like, I mean, she's so excited. She's like, it'll be fine. It'll be great. And I said, I don't want to downplay. I said, but I'm just saying an 8 a.m. class means that you're walking out of your dorm at like 7:25 to get to where you need to be on campus. And I said, 4 mornings a week. I said, that's a beating.
Yeah.
And so she
it's a lot
like,
better
okay.
in theory than it is in reality. Yeah. I appreciate the optimism, but
it sounds good because what you think is I'm going to get up. I'm going to start my day. Maybe I'm going to, because I know that I am that person. And then when it happens, you're like, I hate myself. I don't know why I agreed to this. But they changed her schedule. So now she still has 2 8 a.m.s, but it's Monday, Tuesday, and that's it.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. I feel like that's doable. Like, you know, and then she's taken animal science classes. She's taken a wool judging class.
It makes me so happy. It makes me so incredibly happy. What could be better? I want her to come on the podcast and just give us all some tips
on wool judging. Well, and she's also taken a Texas barbecue class.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about tips.
As you do. That's right.
She's going to be able to tell us the best sauces, the best marinades. But I'm just so excited for her because I feel like this is everything she's interested in, and she's gone to high school in a big city and she hasn't been able to do a lot of this. So like the fact that she's going to get to embrace that world.
Yes.
I just think it's awesome. So, and you'll appreciate this and every podcast listener will appreciate this. So when we were, she's thinking she's going to double major in poultry science, which as you know, is the study of chickens.
I'm going to say that Caroline is... I mean, if my daddy could have had just one of us who had been an ag major, you know, like if he could have just had one of us who had specialized in some sort of animal behavior, husbandry, anything connected to the animals, he would have been so happy.
It's such a foreign, but we went and met with one of the program advisors while we were there. And then we met with kind of the interim head of the poultry science department. And apparently what she does is she's actually a researcher, and her big body of research is on chickens' intestinal health.
Okay. All right.
And she told Caroline, she said, I'm always looking for research assistants to help me. And Caroline was like, that sounds so awesome. Like that sounds. And I thought the only thing grosser than a chicken is a chicken's intestines. Like I can't even.
Oh, I know. I wondered if you told her, ma'am, I'm sorry. I can't touch a chicken. I can't really look at a chicken. I'm not a fan of chickens. Mm-hmm. I even like my nuggets very thin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can barely handle a rotisserie chicken already cooked from the grocery store. So when you're saying the words chicken intestines to me, I've never really thought about the fact that chickens have intestines.
Right, right.
And but listen, Caroline's all for it. She's so excited. She can't wait to look at chicken intestines. So we had a great week. It was super fun. But I mean, we came home and it really is like that was the last thing we had on our calendar. Like I feel like from May 1st till last Friday, we have been on like just this whirlwind. And I mean, she and I both woke up Saturday morning about 11 and we looked like two people who had like been run over by a truck. I mean, we could barely talk. We could barely move. I felt like our eyes were both swollen. We were exhausted.
I feel like I've talked to several people lately who feel like they made it to the end of May on just pure adrenaline.
Yes.
And the 1st of June has felt like a crash. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they've pushed through, they got to the finish line, and now it's like they have powered down.
Yeah.
Out of necessity.
Because I think May hit and it was like, first of all, you had the whole thing of like, the pandemic's over, folks. Like we're done. Like it was, everything opened up so abruptly and so quickly. I felt like we went from having nothing to having everything.
Everything. Right.
And we didn't have time to get in shape. We didn't have time.
we didn't get to pace ourselves. It was just, you're in it. You haven't been running in 18 months, but here we go. We're going to do a 5K right out the gate. That was sort of what we were dealing with. Yeah.
It's crazy. And I feel like now, like for the next 2 weeks, for sure, really the next 3 weeks, we have nothing on our calendar. And I keep checking it to make sure that that's right. You know, like I'm like, do we really have nothing? But I don't hate it. I'm going to tell you. Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Native. Sometimes it rains on your birthday. Sometimes the line for coffee wraps around the building. Sometimes gas goes up by 10 cents or, who are we kidding, a dollar. Sometimes life just stinks, but the good news, you don't have to because Native has your back. Native cares about the products you put on your body. They're about stopping the stink the right way. As a girl living in South Texas in the summer, that is so important to me. That's the Native difference. You probably already know about Native's legendary aluminum-free deodorant, but if you tried their body wash, their toothpaste, or their brand new mineral-based sunscreen, yes, Native now has a broad-spectrum SPF 30 sunscreen for your face and body. It's lightweight, it absorbs quickly, and you can choose between unscented or my personal favorite, coconut and pineapple. It just smells like summer. Native is on a mission to overhaul your entire hygiene routine by putting the care and self-care with products carefully made to work against odor that are made with simple ingredients and smell great. You can get their deodorant and body wash in amazing scents like coconut and vanilla, citrus and herbal musk, lavender and rose. My personal favorite right now is cucumber mint, and there's also a midnight jasmine and sage, which is so good. You can even build your own personalized product bundles. You can mix and match three of your favorite scents and keep them on rotation so you have something for every occasion. Stay fresh, stay clean with Native by going to nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code bigboo at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code bigboo at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Well, I have a lot of television related things I need to talk about today.
Do tell.
I mean, it feels like an appropriate beginning to the summer because I really have I've got a list. I need to process some things here in this safe place about television and television related items. And this is the first one, is that last week, I guess it was last Monday night or Tuesday night, I finished Breaking Bad. I finished season 5.
Oh, well done.
Thank you. It was the fastest I've watched probably anything because, you know, it took me about 2.5 seasons to get into it. And then I've never been more connected to people in my life.
Yeah.
For 10 people.
Yes.
So I finished it. I'm not recommending it because there's a lot in there. There was a lot I had to fast forward through.
Okay.
I mean, not a lot, but there was a good bit I had to fast forward through. Some gore, some other stuff. But here's what I'm going to tell you. There was a moment, because Alex watched probably the last 4 or 5 episodes with me. He'd already seen the whole thing. There was a moment where I put my head over a pillow over my head and cried, like just wept.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
There were moments where I had to point out to him, this is what sin does. This is what sin does. I really thought, is this book 7? Like, is what I do? I go episode by episode and we just, because I'm going to tell you, the gospel may not be all over it necessarily, but there are some lessons about when we compromise, when we make a small turn in the wrong direction, and then how far off course we can get. There's a lot to it. I mean, it's deep. It works on so many levels.
Okay.
So even though I can't recommend it because it's going to be too much for some people, there's a lot there to think about and to talk about. And so anyway, I will probably watch it again.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Would I like it? Because I really need a show. I really need a show. And nothing is hitting right for me right now.
Right. I feel like it's going to depend on your mood because it is dark. But you did also watch Narcos, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
As somebody who watched Narcos, I think you could handle this.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you watch it, we're going to do a multi-layered episode with branches and tentacles, Patreon event. Like, there's so much in there to talk about. It would be something else if you watch it. I think we could do a Patreon episode about it. It's just so deep. So, I've also never watched a show where there were characters I really, like, just loathed. Just angry. I don't like you. There's a lot in there to dig into. So
okay. Did you ever watch Justified?
No, but you know what? Somebody mentioned that show to me recently. Was that about the guy who had been in jail or something?
Yes. Yes. Okay. And I can't remember all their names now, but I will say Justified. Perry was really into Justified. And so I watched it kind of with him. And like, it was one of those that like I didn't plan to get into, but it might be a good, you might like it after you finish Breaking Bad, because it was also one of those where you're like, these are, you know, because there again, it's Kentucky and it's the drug culture and whatever. And I'm just saying that like there were characters where you're like, well, these are terrible people, you know?
Yeah. There's certainly that in Breaking Bad, but it's really well done. I mean, and it's, golly, it is an English major's dream come true in terms of the symbolism, the visual symbolism, the symbolism in the story. Like, it's really well done.
Okay.
The second thing is, you know how I love Hometown on HGTV?
Yes.
And I've been watching the Hometown Takeover, where now they're in Wetumpka, Alabama, which is not far from here. And so I was at the lake with my friends, Casey and Stephanie, last week, and so Casey said, why don't we go to Wetumpka for lunch? It's like 15 minutes or 20 minutes. I don't, maybe a little bit longer. Because there's a restaurant on Hometown Takeover that Ben and Aaron redid the exterior and redid the back porch. And they were like, let's go to Coach's Corner. And so that sounded like so fun. I'm here to tell you that Coach's Corner was covered up in Wetumpka, Alabama. You want to talk about the power of a television show? You could not park. And that, I mean, it is a small town.
Wow.
You could not find a parking place. And I went inside. Casey pulled up front at Coach's Corner. And I went in and said, can we get on the list? We just have 3 people. And she said, we don't have time to seat anybody else for lunch. Like, we're going to, you know, like, we've got enough people on the list now to get us all the way through lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to time it differently and go back earlier in the day. But I was so tickled for them. Like, isn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it really has, I think, been a boom for that town.
Wow.
And so I was catching up because I'm a couple of episodes behind, and I watched one yesterday, and I just need you to go back if you haven't seen it and watch the episode where they redo the community center, because there's a woman named Jennifer, and her daughter is named Catherine. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer's Southern accent and the way she phrases things will make anybody's day. Every time anything happened, like Ben and Aaron pulled up in their truck, and she's just, "Oh my word!" And then when they did, she's like, "Catherine, can you even?" She's kind of a Martha, but younger. But she's gonna get there in terms of her Martha-ness. Like she's she's gonna get there. But she was just, she was thrilled just by everything, and her accent made me so happy. I don't know. It was just, it was some strange encouragement to me. So I highly recommend.
All right. Hey, it's me taking a break to tell you why I love Thrive Market. I used to honestly think that organic groceries were too expensive. Plus, I hated adding an extra stop to my grocery shopping. I just felt like I didn't have time for it and it cost too much money. But then thankfully, I found Thrive Market. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. They deliver what you need so you can spend more time on what matters. And maybe that's watching Netflix. Who are we to judge? Thrive Market works directly with your favorite organic brands, so you get the highest quality products without the retail markups. Honestly, I've saved so much on my Thrive Market orders that it more than makes up for the price you pay for membership. You can shop everything from ethically sourced pantry essentials to sustainable meat and seafood to non-toxic cleaning and beauty products. Plus, you can easily shop by diets and values like keto, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, and more. There's something for everyone. For us, we love Thrive Market's selection of granola, especially the Nature's Path Love Crunch with dark chocolate. We love the Purely Elizabeth dark chocolate and sea salt granola. The Wisp Cheese Crisps are one of my MVPs for my perfect lunch or snack. The Late July Jalapeno Lime Chips are delicious. We get dry roasted and salted macadamia nuts and some delicious paleo snack mix that we love. And to me, there's just so much more. I'm really into all my health supplements, y'all know that, and I get all of my very favorite health supplements from Thrive Market now. The Ancient Nutrition Collagen Protein that I put in my coffee. I use the Hum Glow Sweet Glow Gummies for my skin and Hum Hair Sweet Hair for my hair. I also love their Winged CBD Calming Gummies for my PMS weeks, and I've also tried the Winged Melatonin Gummies to help me sleep at night, and they are amazing. I've found so many great products through Thrive that I never would have found without them. If that isn't enough reason to shop with Thrive Market, they're also good for you and the planet. Orders are shipped for free and delivered with carbon neutral shipping from their zero waste warehouses. To top it off, when you join, you give back. Through Thrive Gives, their one-for-one membership matching program, every paid membership sponsors a free one for a low-income family. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo. Join today to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. thrivemarket.com/bigboo.
Okay, the third thing, I promise I'll get into the end of my list soon. The third thing is that I did watch the Friends reunion. I have now seen it twice. And yes, if ever anything has been made for a Patreon episode, it is that.
It's so good. I felt like it was what my heart needed.
Yes. I loved it so much. And I have also been fascinated. There have been a couple of videos on Instagram of Courtney Cox and Ed Sheeran, who apparently are friends. And that's a whole thing I'm fascinated by that I've got to dig into.
Yes.
And then this is my last thing about television.
Yeah.
So yesterday, you know, finished Breaking Bad. I've been reading a lot, but I kind of wanted to watch something. And somewhere in the back corner of my mind, I remembered when Oprah did the Legends Ball. Do you remember this?
Yes, I do remember this. I'd forgotten all about it, but I do remember now.
So it was where she honored like 25, I think, I don't have the exact number. She honored 25 women who had made a difference in her life, who had opened doors that she had been able to walk through.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gathered like 25 younger women. And it was just, I mean, it was just a time for the older women and younger women to spend time together and to honor the older women. I mean, it's really a beautiful idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I had forgotten that that is maybe one of my top five television episodes ever. It's delightful. It's all on YouTube. And it's not even in HD. Everything looks real fuzzy, but it is delightful. And the last thing they did at that event was they did a gospel brunch, and they had like Shirley Caesar stood up and sang, and Gladys Knight and Dionne Warwick. I mean, it was amazing. So I'm just happy for YouTube for that reason, because I think I have that on VHS somewhere, but you know, I can't play it.
Yeah.
So
anyway. Yeah, it was one of your highlights. Well, that was like me when I had to go back and watch Whitley and Dwayne's Wedding, you know, on goodness for YouTube, because you have access to things that you didn't know.
Right. But it's a little fuzzy. I went back and watched it too. And it's, you don't get the HD. You don't get the sharp definition with those old clips. But anyway, so television has been active. It has been it's been enjoyable. So just a lot to think about with TV stuff lately. What about you?
Well, I keep like starting shows and then I'm like, I'm not in the mood for that. Like, I can't figure out what I'm wanting. Like, maybe this week will really be the time, because I do feel like with graduation and with, I mean, the month of May, I just feel like we've had a lot of emotions. We've had a lot of kind of, you know, life changes and different things going on. So maybe that's why it's hard for something to settle on me, you know.
Sometimes when life's a lot, TV's too much. Like, it's like, I can't, I don't have time to feel your feelings right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I can't really get into, I've watched like some of the Durrells and Corfu and I've liked that. And then I watched some of the Dairy Girls and I like it, but just nothing that I'm like, I can't wait to turn it on and watch it at night, which is, you know, how I felt about A Place to Call Home. And so.
I know. That's how I feel about Jean's Journey right now, too, honestly, just in the interest of candor. Like, I just am ready every day. At the end of the day, I'm ready to play Jean's Journey. I'm ready to wind down with Jean's
Journey.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. I need my Jean's Journey right now. And so I finally started, Gully had let me borrow it a while back, and it's been sitting on my coffee table, but I finally started Evie Drake Starts Over, which I'm really liking. So I just started it last night, but I got about, I don't know, 5 chapters in, and it's good. So I'm like, at least I have a book that I'm excited to pick up and read.
Yes. Well, I have that too. I just haven't read it yet, but it's in there. Now, I actually, over the last week, this is the power of summer. Mm-hmm. I finished 2 books and started a third one.
That is impressive.
Thank you.
That is impressive.
One of those books I've told you about, but I can't publicly recommend it because there's just one chapter that's vile. But golly, I enjoyed the book as a whole. The second book I read, it was actually the first book I finished, was The Making of Biblical Womanhood, which honestly is too much for me to get into. It's written by a Baylor historian. It is one of the more thought-provoking things I have read in a minute.
Okay.
And then I started reading a summer book that somebody recommended to me, like a good like beach read kind of summer book, but I'm only 4 or 5 chapters in.
Okay.
But I'm a happier, better person when I have a book that I'm really into.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm hoping that Evie Drake is going to get me started. I did Friday night? There was one night that I was waiting for Caroline to come home. She'd been out with some friends and I was waiting for her to come home. And I was like, I just need something. And so I was like, what are the top 10 like trending things on Netflix? And one was a movie and it was called 2 Hearts. And it's the real cute guy from, who's way too young for me, but the real cute guy from The Kissing Booth. It was And so I was like, well, this looks, and it was like, you know, it was kind of like a heartwarming, lighthearted, you know, whatever about 2 men whose lives intersect or whatever. And I'm just going to tell you, but the whole thing ends with like an organ donorship. And I'm just saying that wasn't really what I was looking for. Like,
okay.
I felt like I got kind of duped.
Oh, it was literally 2 hearts.
That's it. Maybe the title.
Actually, 2 hearts. Like Target's logo is actually a Target.
Yes. Yes. But what I thought was going to be like a lighthearted rom-com about 2 hearts that fell in love, I wasn't seeing organ donation. And I kind of knew about halfway through that's where it was going. And I thought, well, I'm real sad that now I'm just going to go ahead and plow through this. But it was not.
There she is. There she is.
Just got to make her. So it just wasn't my my favorite. I mean, it was good. It was sweet. I get the whole thing. It was great. I mean, it was very.
I'm all for organ donation. I just don't know if I want to watch a Netflix movie about it. Right.
That's it. I was wanting to watch something about like two college kids falling in love. Like that's what I thought I was kind of signing on for. And I'm going to say that it was that, but no, it wasn't that. And it kind of took a weird turn and I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but I was like, huh? Like I just felt like it kept pulling the rug out from under me.
Okay. All right.
And I didn't need that. I didn't need that right now.
Yeah. You wanted. Okay. Hazel. Clearly somebody's delivering something as always. It's like they roll in every week about this time.
Hey, it's me here to talk about Third Love. I need comfortable undergarments. This is an essential for me. Here are some things I need in life. A good pillow, a good blanket, a good cup of coffee, and a comfortable bra. Because for me, a relaxing day at home starts with the essentials. Third Love has created perfectly fitted underwear and loungewear with unbeatable comfort in cup sizes that come in AA through I, and lounge and sleepwear that comes in sizes XS through 3X. Caroline and I have a little girls trip planned that's coming up, and we have other trips this summer. And to me, when you travel in the summer, what you need is some loungewear and some sleepwear that is like socially acceptable. It's presentable in case you need to order room service or in case you're around friends and family. Third Love creates high quality underwear, sleep, and loungewear that looks great and is super comfortable, so you can celebrate your comfort when you need it most. With cup sizes from AA through I and lounge and sleepwear from XS to 3X, there really is something for everyone. I love Third Love because I love an online shopping experience, first of all, and I love that they have a fitting room quiz, so you really get detailed information about how your bra needs to fit and how your current bra doesn't fit, so you can find one that really is just perfect for you. You can get the level of fit and comfort you deserve with Third Love bras, underwear, sleepwear, and loungewear with more than 80 sizes. You can find your new favorite everyday essentials from their all-new Feather Lace collection to their number one rated 24/7 classic t-shirt bra. Don't feel like getting dressed in the morning? Now you don't have to because of the Third Love lounge and sleepwear. It's so soft and so comfortable and socially acceptable. From lazy Sundays on the couch to weekend outings, it's designed with premium cotton fabrics available in drapey, easy fit sizes from XS to 3X. What I love about Third Love is they have a perfect fit promise. They stand behind their products. If you don't love it, exchanges and returns are free. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists is available via chat or email to answer all your questions. Third Love knows you deserve to feel comfortable and confident 24/7. So right now, they're offering our listeners 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/bigboo now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/bigboo for 20% off today.
Okay, just as an update, because I'm sure everybody's wondering, we're headed to the 9th and state's up 6-5.
Okay. All right. All right. We'll see.
So, this could be it if they don't score.
Okay. All right. All right. So, that's good. That's a good, I like to be at that place in a baseball game.
So, now I'm just going to have to keep up on Twitter because that's going to be, can't handle the video in front of me. That's going to be too much.
I do feel like there were several, I think Vandy won it in a walk-off home run last night, and then Tennessee won it in that walk-off grand slam, which I thought was just phenomenal. Yeah. Like, that,
Tennessee's listen. Real good.
Yeah, I mean
they're
that's
real enough. Good. It's right. A whole new deal. They haven't been to the super regionals it was a lot of years since they've been to a super regional, but they made it. They're going. So
okay, that's so exciting.
I know. Okay, what else do we need to cover? We've covered TV. We've covered books. Do we have any beauty news, notes, developments, discoveries?
You know, I'm telling you, that's how busy I've been. I have not had time to even tweak anything in my beauty routine. I haven't changed anything up. I'm still just using my same old stuff. I haven't had time to think about it.
No new supplements, nothing?
No. Isn't that, can you believe it?
Well, goodness.
No, I'm on all my same old stuff. Now, I did start using Revision IntelliShade. I bought some Revision IntelliShade, which is their sunscreen. It's like their tinted sunscreen moisturizer.
Okay.
And I do like it. So, but the verdict's, I'm not ready to say that, because I don't know that I like it better than my Elta MD with the Drunk Elephant. So I just kind of wanted to see. I think it offers maybe a little more coverage than that. But I don't know. So I'm still, the verdict's still out. So I have started trying that because I felt like I heard so many people talk about it. So I don't know, but I can't, I'm not ready to recommend it yet.
Okay. We understand. We don't want to rush. We don't want to rush.
Yeah.
I am still on my L-to MD train. I feel like it works. And so I'm going to stick with it, but I haven't tried anything new either. I'm in a fairly good place with all my products, I feel like, where I'm not messing with the recipe too much.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. Like, I'm just like, everything is kind of working. And so I'm just not really ready to make any changes. Mm-hmm. So the revision, the IntelliShade was just one that everybody talked about it. And I was like, okay, I am curious about that. But I will say it's pricey. And I do feel like based on how much I need to use each time, I'm like, it's not the same bang for your buck, I feel like. Okay. So I was going to have to really love it.
Okay, because with the Elta, with the stuff for my face, I just need just a little bit, and I can cover my whole face and my hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Elta maybe feels lighter to me.
Okay. All right, that's good. That's good to know.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, I said a couple of weeks ago, I said I wanted to get a dumpster and just put it in my driveway. Mm-hmm. And several people reached out and told me that they had done that very thing, and it was some of the best money they ever spent.
Interesting. And then just put everything in it?
And they just throw everything in it and then get the dumpster people to come back and, you know, just like you get at a construction site, except you just put your, you know, whatever you want to get rid of. If you've got, I don't know, I get all hung up on, like, is there a better use for this? Just not at my house, you know, which is why I prefer to donate. And so, I cleaned out the pantry last week, which was so therapeutic to get everything. Like, I like the same kinds of things to go on the same shelf. Like, I like all the baking stuff to be on one shelf. I like all the snacks to be on one shelf. I like all the noodles to be on one shelf. Like, I like to work it out like that. So I did that, which was great. Made me feel so much better. And then I cleaned out my closet, which I know you're always...
Listen, pinky up on that. I have something to add, but go ahead. So you cleaned out your closet.
I cleaned out my closet. And here was what was revolutionary to me. And that's a strong word. I understand revolutionary, but I do feel like it's changed my life a little bit. So I have these built-in shelves in my closet that are always where I put, like, I have the top ones for tank tops. And then the next one is for my, like, workout, my yoga pants and that kind of stuff. The next one I have pajamas. And the next one I have shorts. That's just where I keep those things. Mm-hmm. But I have been, like, if you're looking at the shelf, I've just been folding things and doing one big stack. I figured out that if I turn the stack, I can actually have two stacks side by side. So the stuff's not stacked up so high. I have two stacks of tank tops now, but they're turned long ways so that the shortest part of the fold faces the wall. And there's something about all that stuff not being in a super tall stack that really makes me happy. I don't know. It just visually, it doesn't look quite so crowded.
Yeah.
And then I did an aggressive clean out of my t-shirts. You know, I have tons of t-shirts from school. I have Mississippi State t-shirts. I have t-shirts from when I've gone to speak places and they've given me a t-shirt. I did an aggressive t-shirt clean out, and that visually has been really good, just to whittle that down some. And I did an aggressive shoe clean out. I also got rid of, finally, a skirt from Gap that I bought probably in 2006 and have never been able to part with it. So,
okay. But did you wear it? Had it been worn?
No, it was just one of those things. It was cute then, and I never really wore it. And I couldn't really figure out what would go with it. And so I kept thinking the magic shirt would appear and I would finally be able to wear it. And it's just like a summer cotton pull-on skirt. It was no kind of fancy skirt. But I finally said, you know what? If in 15 years you have not, in fact, incorporated this skirt into your wardrobe, one, nobody's wearing this skirt anymore.
Yeah.
And two, it's not going to happen. You need to let it go. So I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's just time. You just know it's time.
It was good to check those things off my list. I've really wanted to do that.
Yeah. Well, that was okay. So yesterday we went to church Sunday and then we got home and then we all kind of just took naps and rested and did our normal, like, whatever. And then Caroline's room, I can't even tell you, was a disaster. Like, she had come home and it was like, you know, not unpacked suitcase, you know, every stuff was everywhere. And I said, you got to do something about this room. And so she started cleaning up. Well, then I snuck in the closet clean out while we were doing that.
because it's a good day. It was a good day.
Yeah. It was a good day because I was saying, it's like, she has so many t-shirts, like the t-shirt accumulation. And I was like, and there's so many that, like, now I'm like, she's got a lot of high school t-shirts that I'm like, you're not going to wear your high school t-shirts off at school. Like you're, you mm-hmm. know, so like we can put those up maybe, but they don't need to be in the t-shirt drawer. But I mean, we got rid of like, I want to say like 3 trash bags full of stuff.
Yeah.
Just pajamas that she's outgrown and stuff that was too old. And then I discovered, she was like, you can get rid of all those old socks. She was like, I really love new socks. It's like one of, and I was like, babe, we can get you some new socks. Like we can,
we're going to make some dreams come true. This is going to be like, and we, the Oprah show. Uh-huh.
It is. You too can have a new pair of socks. Uh-huh. So we got rid of a whole bunch of stuff. And then she and I also last week, so when we had gone to New Student Conference, I have like carry-on bag, like a rolling bag that I bought several years ago, but kind of in a pinch. Like I think I got it at Target because I was going on a trip and my old one had broken. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need a new one. And so I ordered, she and I both, new suitcases last week too. That was our other, because I was like, she's going to need a good suitcase for being in college, and I'm going to need one just because now that the world's opening up, I can think about traveling again.
Very fancy.
So anyway, so the big exciting times, but what I'm saying is, but we still have more, like we cleaned out the bottom part, but like she has all these shelves and memorabilia and like school stuff and notebooks. And so we're going to tackle that. She doesn't know, but that she's got that to look forward to. Mm-hmm.
That's coming her way. Well, I ended up taking all my clothes to a thrift store that's close by, and they were so happy to get clothes. Like, I don't know if people have been cleaning out their houses more than they've been cleaning out their closets, but they were mm-hmm. really excited to get clothes. So it was all worth it. Listen, I was happy to pass them along. So,
okay, that's good. Well, I'm going to say that what we got rid out of hers for the most part is not anything anybody would want. I mean, right. I don't know that anybody's looking, where can I get a 7-year-old Patagonia t-shirt, you know?
At the Shankles, that's where.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's your turn for 5 favorites.
Okay. I am ready. Okay. So this is, maybe we'll say like mother, like daughter, because it dawned on me probably 2 weeks ago. I don't know what had happened to all my underwear. I don't know where they had gone. I don't, they had gone to be with Jesus or something, but all of a sudden I was like, why am I running out of underwear so fast? Like they were just gone. And so I couldn't remember what I had, like what I liked. I knew there were some that, so here's the benefit of having a blog for 10 years. I Googled Big Mama blog favorite underwear to remind myself
okay.
what I had liked.
Of what you, look, that blog has come in handy. It's
worth it. And there was a post from 2016 where I talked about the Beyond Soft Fruit of the Loom underwear.
Okay.
And so I got on Amazon and ordered myself a 6-pack of those for $14.99. And I am just going to say, if you were looking for just a good, basic, comfortable cotton underwear that is not going to win any awards for sexiness or alluring, but when it comes mm-hmm. to just comfort,
yes,
soul. Like,
yes,
they're comfortable. They're soft right out of the package. They have elastic, but it doesn't, it's not too tight. It doesn't, you mm-hmm. don't feel like you can't breathe. It's not, I'm just saying it's a really good 6-pack underwear for $14.99.
I feel like that could make somebody's day today. It could be a game changer for somebody today.
Yeah. And if you want something that's going to stay put, I don't need your underwear that's going to move all around and that I'm worried about. It just, it stays where it's supposed to be. And so I'm just saying it was a gift.
Got it.
So that was the first one. The second one is that I needed some new workout tanks, like just tops, because mine had just kind of all gotten, I don't know, for the most part, kind of, they'd seen better days. They were a little bit draggled.
Okay.
And so I ordered the Zella Strength Racerback tank.
I love Zella.
And it's perfect. Like I really like it. It's $25. They come in a couple of different colors. I like it because it's one of those, because I like my tanks obviously to not have sleeves. Remember when I couldn't remember what that word was? I like a tank with no sleeves. So
the week after this week.
Yeah, the week after this week, I like to go get my juice in a jar and I like to wear a tank
With no sleeves.
With no sleeves. And so with no sleeves, that's, you know, some people say that's why they call it a tank, but I just like this one because, and it doesn't fit too tight, like it's loose, right. And I don't like them to be too fitted. So I like something that comes down long enough that I can wear it with my leggings and it covers essential parts that nobody mm-hmm. wants to see. And it's also loose. So I really like those.
Okay.
Then the third thing was I saw these somewhere and I, you know, I feel like Kendra Scott, the last couple of summers, she comes out with a really good summer earring. Right. That just is a good staple. And so this year it's they're so cute and they're actually prettier in person, but it's the Kendra Scott Maisie gold hoop earrings. And they come in a couple of different colorways. I personally like the mint mix the best.
These are so cute.
Aren't they cute?
You have created a stumbling block for me on this low on this day.
I know. Well, I knew you would like them because they look like you to me. Like mm-hmm. when I saw I love them. I mean, yeah, they're just super cute. To me, that's a great summer earring. It goes with everything. I really like them. And you know, if you have a birthday coming up, Kendra Scott, you can get 50% off on your birthday.
That's
month.
Right. You can indeed.
So, yeah. And she'll probably have a sale. But I'm just saying, if you're looking for some cute summer earrings that look real summery, I think those are great.
These are so cute. They're all, and like, I like all, I really like that, the coral mix too. That's super cute.
Yeah, I know. It's like, there's so many, like, yeah, they're just a great summer earring. So there were those. And then the fourth thing is now that summer nights, like a lot of times when I get out of the shower, cause I tend to shower in the evenings and I'm hot because I've been in the hot shower and it's just hot outside and mm-hmm. I'm still cooking dinner a lot of times. And so I bought from Target. It's the Stars Above brand, which I love, but they have pajama shorts.
There's nothing at this stage in my life that I enjoy more in my whole wardrobe than pajama shorts.
Yes. And I didn't have any like good pajama shorts. Like I just, for whatever reason that was lacking. And I was like, I don't want to have to put on, I can't put on pajama pants right now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times after I shower, I'll put on my better self tanner that I like. And so then right. I really need like something that's not going to stick to me. So I bought them in the black and I bought them in the gray because those are the only two colors they come in and they are so soft and they're so comfortable. And I'm just saying, hypothetically, you could even wear them out of the house if you needed to go run a quick errand.
I'm going to say this. And I'm not even embarrassed. Last night, Alex had a couple of friends over and mm-hmm. I wore my pajama shorts the whole time. I was in my pajamas, but I was specifically in my pajama shorts and they don't look like real shorts. It looks like I'm in my pajamas, but, but I was fine with it. I'm just saying they're so comfortable. And I really, when I got home today, I fought the urge to put on my pajama shorts, but I've got to leave again. And I was like, well, I'll just have to put on my regular shorts again, but they're so great. It's like, and here's the thing. I don't remember pajama shorts being an option when we were younger. Do you?
No, I remember getting like, I would buy like men's boxer shorts that I would wear.
Yes. Yes.
But
me
not
too.
Specific pajama shorts.
I would just like to thank whoever decided that needed to be a thing because mm-hmm. I love mm-hmm. them. I love them. I love them. And that was really something that I only embraced during quarantine was when I really embraced the pajama short. And so I bless your efforts in finding us some new ones.
Yeah. Well, I think they're super soft. I really like them. They wash and wear great. And actually when you start looking at Target, they have a lot of cute pajama short options. Like they have some that are more like cotton button up. They have some that are soft knit, like kind of, so there's a pajama short for everyone is what I'm saying.
Yes.
No matter what your style is, there is a pajama short. And I think that like wearing them in front of your kids' friends is like a rite of passage. Cause then the kids can say, remember how we'd go over to Miss Hudson's and she'd just be in her pajama shorts.
She'd be in her pajama shorts. It's like the 2021 version of a house coat, right?
It is.
Remember
it
how she'd just have on her pajama shorts and have her hair pulled back in a clippy, but which,
that's
you know,
right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Remember Caroline's friend who told her, I love how your mom's always in her pajamas. That's such a 2020 vibe. And Caroline was like, that's not because it's 2020. Like
that's just the vibe.
Just my mom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's just the kind of fanciness you get when you spend a lot of time at the Schenkel house. Just
that's right.
In pajamas. My last one is something that I have not made yet, but I have ordered I have all the ingredients coming from Shipt as we record right now.
Oh.
So Casina DeCoco, who is Courtney Smith, who lives here in San Antonio, she has like a cooking Instagram and
yes, she
does just great little, but she posted a recipe last week for these pressed Italian sandwiches.
Oh, this looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That you can make ahead, like you make them and then you like press them down overnight and you wrap them. And so the whole thing is like, it's a perfect sandwich if you're going to go on a picnic, if you're going out to the lake for the day, if you're having people over, you could make them ahead of time and then cut them into small sections or whatever. But you know, now we're back to where we need stuff to eat for lunch. And then I thought even right. for dinner, because sometimes you just don't want a hot dinner in the summer. So I think these Italian sandwiches, and you can kind of customize them to what you want and what you like. But I was like, that is genius. So I'm going to be making those tomorrow for sure.
That looks delicious. I like all those things.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And so I'm getting the spicy soppressata. I got some smoked turkey. I got some salami, but the arugula, like the basil, I'm like, that looks so good. And I love like a good savory, like cold sandwich in the summertime. But I thought when I saw those, I thought that has an Alex Hudson after football practice.
100% it does. I'm going to tell you who mm-hmm. likes a sandwich mm-hmm. is him. He sure does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for the five favorites. What a variety. I'm telling you, just a little bit of everything.
Tried to cover all your mm-hmm. underwear and sandwich needs.
That's right. Yeah. I'm delighted to tell you that as we have been talking, the Mississippi State Bulldogs beat the Campbell Fighting Camels and mm-hmm. are moving on to the Super Regional where they play Notre Dame.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That is so very exciting.
I worked hard for it, you know? I worked hard for it.
You really did. Mm-hmm. You really did. So you turned on your fan. You persevered. You were very professional through the podcast.
Thank you.
Just well
Thank
done
you.
On all counts.
Thank you. That double in the ninth had me concerned, but...
Yeah, I was a little concerned, but...
We're okay.
You shut it down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Congrats.
Thanks so much. Okay. Well, everybody, we'll be back next week with a special guest.
That's right. One of our favorites.
One of our favorites is going to be here next week with us. And so we will talk to y'all then.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.